Temper tantrums, intense therapy sessions, and expensive medications are just some of the challenges facing parents with developmentally disabled children. To handle all of this, one single mom raising three special needs boys in the San Fernando Valley has tapped into several resources that don't cost her a dime. KPCC's Patricia Nasario tags along with Kathy Harvey and her three sons to find out how they make it all work.
Kathy Harvey carries her son Daniel from his car seat in the family van to his horse inside a gated track. Daniel takes weekly riding lessons at Carousel Ranch in the Santa Clarita Valley.
What do you say to your horse?
Oh, that was a great one.
Eileen Johnstone is Daniel's instructor.
Right on, dude.
Go is one of Daniel's favorite words. He's 15 years old. He has spastic cerebral palsy. Doctors diagnosed him when he was 7 months old. Not long after, he began taking therapy riding lessons.
Nice and tall, shoulders back.
An anonymous donor has always sponsored him.
Say go.
As Callie, the pretty brown mare, walks around the dirt track, Johnstone slowly and repetitively stretches Daniel's arms and legs. Their goals include improving his head control.
Good keeping your head up. Come on.
You know what? You need to put your head up.
Daniel's mom, Kathy, calls him on his posture too. Some days he responds more.
I didn't bring your chin strap.
As on another afternoon when the family picked up his newly reconditioned wheelchair.
Can I get a copy of all the stuff that they did, please?
Kathy double checks the receipt.
Open it up.
While wheelchair specialist Marlon Gomez makes custom adjustments for Daniel.
The blue and the black looks very sharp.
That material is a good material too.
This is the California Children's Services Office. It's a statewide program that coordinates and pays for medical and therapy services for qualifying children. Daniel Harvey's Medi-Cal benefits cover his expenses. Kathy depends on it to keep her family's tight finances afloat.
They will help you get the special car seats for special children that can't sit up. They will help you get bath seats. My son Daniel can't sit in a regular bathtub. He needs to sit in a cradle bath seat. Let's face it, a newborn bath seat wouldn't hold a 70-pound child.
We look at development and we look at function.
Dina Farrell is a supervising physical therapist at the facility. It's located at the Lohman Special Education Center in North Hollywood. That's one of 17 LA Unified schools for children with severe disabilities.
Go. You are gonna go.
The Lohman Center has a designated area for therapists from the county program. Dina Farrell says in Los Angeles County, the Children's Services Department treats about 6,000 kids with a range of disabilities.
Brain tumors, we have children with cancer, spinal cord injuries, cerebral palsy.
That one's also on the eligibility list for special education at Los Angeles Unified Schools. For its program, the district also considers students with visual, hearing, and speech impairments, as well as autism.
Right hand, please.
Federal law mandates LA Unified to cover the cost of whatever those students need.
Left hand.
To bridge the gap between their disabilities and their education.
Stand on one foot.
Kathy's middle son, Dylan, takes an adaptive physical education class at Plainview Elementary in the San Fernando Valley. He has autism and a genetic condition, Noonan syndrome, that weakens his heart.
So what's 730 look like?
Let me cross this out.
Okay.
The school district also pays for behaviorist Colin Marion to work with Kathy's youngest son, Dakota, during school hours. The third grader has attention deficit disorder and autism. He's in a special ed classroom designed for autistic children at Plainview Elementary School. The behaviorist focuses on Dakota's social and academic skills.
After 749, it's 740. 10.
Dakota's mom says she's noticed a dramatic change in Dakota's attitude during and after school.
Would literally throw himself on the ground when he didn't get his way, kick and bite and spit, just out of control. And as a parent, I did want to give up.
Now, when she drops him off, she gets big hugs and
big kisses. Mwah! I love you all the way up
to the moon and back down.
That's right. I love you all the way up to the moon and back down.
Federal law mandates something else for special needs children like the Harvey boys. They have the option of continuing their education until their 22nd birthdays. And they start school at age 3.
And you have to stick them on the bus. And he has to go to school for half the day.
Kathy remembers Daniel's first day as if it were yesterday.
It was basically taking my babies and putting him in someone else's hands. and I just bawled.
That separation wasn't easy, but Kathy Harvey says it was worth it. She was doing the homework to find out what local and state resources were available, she says, because she wants to open as many doors as she can for her children. Patricia Nazario, 89.3 KPCC.
Kathy Harvey says she's also a member of the Service Employees International Union. She receives a stipend for taking care of her son Daniel, the boy with cerebral palsy. Harvey says her best resource has always been other parents with special needs children. One more thing, her middle son Dylan graduated from fifth grade yesterday.